Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, welcome back here for 9 o'clock hour. Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk will join us coming up. 9 o'clock hour. We'll check in 560-22 with the news. Once again, we ever going to have any Dolphin news like that's really – good news,
like positive. How about just positive? I don't need really good news.
Anything,
right?
Positive, good, whatever
right.
You want to call
right.
It. Just on the other side of the bad line, Minka Fitzpatrick has received permission to seek a trade. Are all the reports today? And there are a lot of different parts. There are going to be people that say if he's going to quit on us, screw you, leave, go, get out of here, go find enough significant compensation. And if you don't want to be here, man, forget it. So, he apparently not happy with his role, which I think we've seen from his comments. He hasn't been happy with the way he's being used. And apparently not happy with his playing time, which honestly, I'm kind of surprised he only played 49 of 77 snaps for a guy that I thought was a pretty good player. And by the way, a year ago, we were stroking him. I tell you what, when you're 11th overall pick and you're going, wow, we didn't think he was going to drop, and he can do this, he can do that. Well, right now, looks like he doesn't really want to be here. So that's a big story on what has been a lot of guys going out the door, including the big Laremy Tunsil deal. Then there's other reports saying, yeah, he could want out, but you'll never get fair compensation in return for him, which I'm guessing has got to be a first-round pick.
You can't get any less than that from Minka at this point.
Well, who
right?
gives up a young early first round, 11th overall pick, and then takes a second round pick in return and goes, well, he didn't want to be here. That was the best we could do. That would officially make us dumbasses. So let's not be a dumbass. Let's hold on. Let's get him in a position where he has some success. He wants to be here. And honestly, if we have to kiss a little ass, I mean, it's a different time, man. It's just a different time.
You got to keep your better players on this team right at this point.
We were talking about this, and you know, I understand my way or the highway, and I get how it used to be, and some coaches still can do it. But you know what? You may want to look at him. You may want to listen to him. I don't know. We got a few good players left on this team that we know are good. Let's try to keep them. And I know the coach has come out here recently, said, hey, this has made us closer, and we're all in this together, and this is what I wanted was a team that really close. Now, I guess they asked Minka, hey, do you want to be here? Because his comments, and coach had to call him in, which I understand. If you got somebody questioning your coaching strategy and what you're doing, and it didn't make sense, and Minka was one of the guys that said that defensive game plan was terrible. He didn't say that word for word, but pretty much said it.
Close enough, yeah.
So, you know, it's just, yeah, he kind of left it open and he didn't know if he wanted to be here or not. You could read between the lines. So, anyway, they called his agent and said, hey, go get him. Go make a deal. And this is what we want in return. I don't know what it was. They said it was pretty significant. So, we'll see. But it's just, I mean, how much more? Like, what's tomorrow morning? What's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen next week? Who's next? And I always say this, it's very simple. You get rid of a good player, you got to replace a good player. You get rid of a good player, whether it's a left tackle, whether it's a safety, whether he's being used properly or not, or he pretty much is saying, why didn't you look at what I did last year and just play me that way? And I go, no, we want you to do this and that. And he doesn't seem to be made for the Patriot way right now with
right.
What they want to do with him. So anyway, that was a story. I know a lot of people have opinions on this, and I at this point, just about anything you say on either side. It is really disappointing to disgusting that this is still going on with this team. Like, first of all, we got a lot of draft picks, but guess what? We got a hit on them.
All of them.
A lot of them.
Yeah, a lot of them. At this point, you have so many holes.
The higher the picks, the right. more guys you need to hit on, except for Omar, who's just don't worry about ones, twos, and threes.
Nah, you hit a six.
Just hit on the sixes and sevens or fives.
Find some guys you're in good playgrounds. Shape. Yeah.
What do we got rolling in here?
This is funny. The first one I just saw, 56022, the Kendall Toyota, West Kendall Toyota text line. When does Stephen Ross step in? It's got to be getting close, right?
He's got to be calling just to go, hey, Tom.
What the hell's going
on
here?
Tom Garfinkel, just over there, and Chris. And by the way, this combination, this is not all Chris Greer. For anybody that wants to give the head coach, Brian Flores, a hall pass that, man, I can't believe they're doing this to him. Look at, he's in on everything. Everything. But I do wonder if the owner goes, hey, I know we kind of came up with a game plan here. Because I don't know if our owner wanted Minkah Fitzpatrick last year, wanted to do some different things. So, yeah, I would think he'd want to step in and go, let's have a little meeting. Tom Garfinkel, come. I'd like you to sit with me, CEO of the company, and GM, head coach. Let's have a little meeting. Get on the same page.
Let's just see what's going on here. At least in 2007, we were competitive. We lost the first 8 games of the season by a field goal or less. If this trend continues, Ross is going to have to do something with Greer.
I would like to know, maybe I'll find out in Dallas next week when everybody's together. I'd like to know, was this the game plan? And I want to hear somebody go, yeah, we thought it was going to be like this. And I'm going, oh. Because that's not what I was kind of told.
Competitive was the word, right?
So we're going to be competitive, but we're going to go through some hard times because we got some holes in the team, but we think we can be competitive. And we can Band-Aid it with what we have to still stay in games. Because nobody can tell me 59-10 helps all those poor folks in the sales department and
no.
people in charge of marketing and sales and advertising. That's not good for business.
2019 Miami Dolphins slogan, I want out.
I already use that. I mean, you can't have that. Yeah.
Brian Flores is a secret agent for the Patriots. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Dolphins trade Minkah to them. Doubtful.
Yeah, that would be. Then the owner would have to, like, fly down here quickly, like, all right, now what the hell's going on?
Right. As a fan, they are giving us nothing to watch in hopes of a few years down the road. You already have $100-plus million to spend next year and all the draft picks you could ever need. Just stop, please, before you lose the fans also.
Well, isn't that all part of this? I agree with that last one. Like, you still got to give them a good product, at least at home, for people who are going. You can't lose by 7 touchdowns. You got people leaving, then they get emotional, then they don't want the tickets, they don't want to do, you don't get them back. We've lost a lot of fans through the years of bad football over the last 2 decades. This doesn't help. It's bad.
This is a planned complete flush from Ross all the way down. We are the new Lions.
I don't know if anybody's done it this stripped it down
this bad. Yeah.
I don't know.
Because even when they stripped down bad, they got
it. It's only
Stafford.
One game, but we'll see what it looks like this week against maybe the best team in football.
Dolphins are playing a dangerous game right now. Pretty soon all the draft picks are going to say they don't want to play here.
I don't know. I was never good enough to say I want to, you know. You got it's a different time for athletes, too, especially in football.
You're right about that. From high school up.
I don't want to stay here. We're not winning. I don't like the coach. I don't like the way I'm being used. I want to leave. Okay.
How about this one? Jerome Baker, I'll go to war with these guys. We'll turn this thing around. Minkah, this coach is putting me in the wrong spot. I'm not happy. I want to leave. I know who I want to build my team around moving forward.
Oh, yeah. No, I think they got 2 linebackers that they really, really like that will be here. They're young guys that will be here for a while.
Flores needs to check his wannabe Patriots ego and actually learn how to coach this team.
He's got a lot to learn. There's no doubt about it. And in fairness to – and we said this. We said it. And, you know, you just hear the Patriot thing, but he's never been a head coach, and his 2 coordinators have never been coordinators. That's a lot of first time,
right,
man. Being a head coach for the first time and being a coordinator for the first time. The jump from assistant to coordinator, it's one thing where you're just watching a little piece and he goes, hey, Jack, Jack coordinator over there, this thing looks like we can win. I've been watching the last five plays, and now you got final say, and you got to do it in like 20 seconds, get it out to your linebacker and go, hey, let's run this, let's blitz. A lot different situation.
I'm done with the Dolphins. I'll recheck how they're doing in about 2 years. I'm kind of disappointed with Minka. Stick with your team. Let the new process play out. In the long run, the Dolphins could be in a great position. There we go. A little positive there.
There are people down on Minka, too. Now, Minka's not getting a hall pass because he's looking like a quitter.
We actually heard this story yesterday or the day before from Leroy. Joe, you may not remember this, but Bill Belichick cut Bernie Kosar in Cleveland. He was a starting quarterback because he wouldn't get with the program. Look where Belichick's at now.
That's right.
Just heard that. Yeah. Just saw that from someone who was on that team. Hey, Joe, what are your views on Minka requesting to seek a trade? Would you trade him?
No, I'd keep him. I'd keep him and I'd work on my skills, which, by the way, I've been working on my skills with my children. So, like, I would work on – I'd be on the relationship thing. This my way, the highway, tough guy stuff. Some of it works, but – no, I'd probably do a little stroking on this one.
I think you have to. Miami just traded the 2020 Super Bowl to New England.
What'd we get?
Nothing. They just traded it to them. Is Stephen Ross ever going to hire a coach with experience?
What have we done?
Gase. First head coaching job.
A lot of programs don't want the retread.
Yep. Oh, how about this? Another positive. I'm trying to find the positive ones. It's taking a long time, though. From the ashes, rise the phoenix. Burn it to the ground. Start from scratch. We'll be in the Super Bowl soon. Okay. I kind of like that. I don't believe it, but I kind of like it.
What'd you like about it? I'm just curious. What'd you like?
From the ashes to the phoenix. Burn it to the ground. Start from scratch. That's what they're doing.
So you're saying get rid of everybody?
Well,
that's what he just said.
Yeah. Well, that's what they're doing. I mean, what's different from what this guy just texted in for what you're seeing in Davey right now? Laramie Tunsil, gone. Minka wants out. Xavier's the last one of the young stars.
You got a few young good players, but you're right.
That's what they're doing. We know that Flores got a 5-year contract. How many years did Greer get?
Chris Greer's got to have a few years. Neither guy's going anywhere. I don't know why. Don't even bring it up. Nobody's going anyplace. Chris Greer's going to get to follow this through on the two biggest drafts in the history of the Miami Dolphins franchise. The two coming up because we've never had this much juice before. So anyway, we'll have all that. Mike Florio will join us next. We'll get his take on all this stuff and what he thinks, plus all the other drama going on around the National Football League.
And we'll also update the Twitter poll in the last segment of the show at Joe Rose Show. Who will have a larger margin of victory this weekend? Canes over Bethune or Patriots over Dolphins? All right, let's head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to talk to Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Mike, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, doing great.
Hey, Mike. Hey, you really want to guess how we're doing down here right now? I mean, 59-10.
Trust the process, guys. Trust the process.
What is the process?
Process is take a step back, take your lumps, embrace the suck, and it'll all work out in the end. You'll draft Dan Marino next year.
What do you think of Minka Fitzpatrick now receiving permission to seek a trade?
Well, it tells me he was one of the guys who was livid after the week one loss to the Ravens and who, among other players, instructed their agents, get me the hell out of here. I don't want to be part of this. You know, you can't do the full season NBA tank in the NFL. It doesn't work because guys still have to go out and play.
Right. I agree.
I've been an advocate for years that when you get to the end of the season, if you're out of the playoffs, let's do between 5-11, 4-12, 3-13. Put your young players out there under the guise of seeing what they have. And if you lose, great, because we draft higher. But doing it from week one, that's never going to work. And this is the first real test of that strategy in the NFL. And I think this is going to prove to every franchise it's never going to work because you're going to have guys who are in that locker room who know they're probably not going to be there when the process does yield results. And I think Xavien Howard is the only guy who has a guaranteed spot beyond his year. And it's going to create a lot of acrimony, a lot of frustration, and situations like this where a guy who isn't even eligible for a new contract for another season and 15 games
right.
wanting out of Miami and getting permission to seek a trade.
I guess the other part of this is, do you think the whole organization from owner down was in on this, or they've even taken it farther than the owner thought they would as far as stripping this thing down?
Well, I think it begins with Stephen Ross, who has, you know, not been as discreet as he should be when talking to others about what the plan is. Let's just leave it at that. When you give the directive, this is the way it's going to be. If Brian Flores wants to be there over the long haul, if Chris Greer wants to be over there over the long haul, you do what the boss wants. And, of course, Brian Flores isn't going to admit it. You know, I've made this comment several times over the past couple of weeks. It's like Fight Club. First rule of Tank Club is you don't talk about Tank Club, and you just go out and you do it. But the trade of Laremy Tunsil and Kenny Stills underscored the direction this thing was heading, and 59-10, yeah, it's the Ravens, right? I mean, no disrespect to the Ravens, but it's 59-10, and here come the Patriots, and, it just feels like that's where this is going, and perception is reality in a situation like this, and we're going to find out quickly it just doesn't work. In football.
Mike, speaking of the Patriots, Antonio Brown practicing this week, or at least out there with them. Do you expect him to play on Sunday, or do you think the NFL jumps in before that?
Well, I think that there's a way that the NFL can jump in without directly jumping in. They could nudge the Patriots to not play him. You know, last year when the Patriots picked up Josh Gordon in a trade with the Browns after week two, the Patriots didn't play him right away. You could say Antonio Brown needs time to get ready. And then it gives the NFL time to interview Brittany Taylor, the accuser in the lawsuit that was filed against Antonio Brown. And because if you put him on the commissioner exempt list now, before you've talked to her, what happens if you talk to her and you realize she's not very credible and you wouldn't have put him on the commissioner exempt list based upon whatever story she tells when they talk to her next week? It's kind of hard to take back paid leave. Once he's on it until the process ends. So I will not be surprised if he doesn't play and they say he's not playing because they just want to give him more time to learn the offense and get acclimated. He's been through a lot over the past couple of weeks. And how can anyone be expected to digest all this under these circumstances and be ready to go? So my guess is that's what happens.
All right. And Odell Beckham Jr. giving us plenty to talk about from whether or not he's going to wear his watch. But the other thing is that this is not good. I mean, he comes out and says, yeah, I found out from these guys I play with, Greg Williams. Now the Jets defensive coordinator told those guys to take cheap shots at me and knock me out of the game. NFL's got to take a look at this. This is not the first time around for Greg Williams, correct?
Well, no, and Greg Williams was in the middle of that bounty scandal back in 2012 with the Saints. He was suspended for the full season. I was surprised he ever got back in the NFL because on top of everything else, he submitted an affidavit to the NFL when they were trying to suspend various Saints players, saying that Jonathan Vilma did indeed offer $10,000 to anyone who incapacitated Brett Favre in the NFC Championship game in 2009. So, look, this has been part of Greg Williams' coaching philosophy, and even if you can't offer a guy $500, $1,000, $10,000, whatever, you can still tell him this is what helps us win. And this is a weird disconnect for the NFL because it really is part of football. To try to render your opponent unable to continue has always been part of football. There's a strategic advantage. The Jets aren't going to have Sam Darnold on Monday night. He's got mono. That helps the Browns. And if Le'Veon Bell can't play because of his shoulder, although it looks like he will be able to play, that helps the Browns. If the Browns defense tests that shoulder, that's code word for target the shoulder to knock him out of the game, that helps the Browns. So, you know, that is part of the game. I don't know why you would do it in a preseason game. Why would you go after Odell Beckham Jr. when he's not even on your regular season schedule? But still, that's Greg Williams. It doesn't surprise me. And my concern, you know, will the NFL do anything about it? I don't know. I've asked them. Sometimes they answer me. Sometimes they don't. But from Odell Beckham Jr.'s standpoint, why are you making this an issue 3 days before you play the Jets? Do you really think it's going to keep Greg Williams from sending guys after you? Or do you think it's going to make him do it even harder? And I think that that's what it's going to do. He's going to be more determined to send guys after Odell Beckham Jr. for saying what he said. And it'll be interesting to see what Greg Williams has to say to the media when he speaks today. But, you know, it's part of the sport. I'm not saying that makes it right, It creates another layer of intrigue for a Monday Night Football game that I think is sneaky one of the great games of the weekend.
You don't think there's going to be more eyes from the NFL offices on that game looking for stuff like that?
But if it's a clean legal hit, see, that's the thing. You know, if it's a clean legal hit, then what can you do about it? And as long as it is within the rules, and see, that's the thing. The NFL would rather not anyone have these discussions because this is the kind of thing that scares mom and dad away from letting Jimmy and Johnny play football. But when you talk about within the limits of the rules, using maximum violence, physicality, and aggression to cause the other player to physically be unable to play, that gets people upset. But that's part of football. Joe, you know that. It's always been part of football.
Right. I agree. Totally. Matter of fact, we're talking about, I remember growing up watching Lynn Swann run across the middle and the ball wasn't even thrown to him, and watching one of those Raider safeties like clothesline the guy and knock him out of the game. You're like, you didn't even throw it. I know, but he was out here. I had to intimidate him. Jeez. Yeah, so that is part of the deal. Hey, by the way.
Go back and there are plenty of games on YouTube from the 80s,
right.
The 70s, the 90s. Go back and watch some of those games. The level of raw brutality, it's shocking in comparison to today's game. But there's still a way to legally play the game with the intent that you're going to hit that other guy so hard he's not going to be able to continue.
Hey, I always think of this with you, with that the Antonio Brown sexual assault. Can you just imagine when that hit and Roger Goodell had to deal with that? I wish I could have, when he called all his troops in with him, like, oh, God, here we go again. I just haven't done well with this. Every time he's on the hot seat again a little bit on this one and how it plays out or no.
We're 5 years removed from Ray Rice, which caused the NFL to push the pendulum very strongly in the direction of essentially shoot first and ask questions later when it comes to player discipline, that he was never going to fail to discipline enough a player who did something he shouldn't have done. If he's going to be guilty of anything, it's going to be, I suspended a guy too many games. I acted too aggressively against this player, because you're not going to get the public backlash if you're too aggressive in your suspensions. Now, after the ratings dropped in 2016 and then even farther in 2017 and the kerfuffle with Jerry Jones over Ezekiel Elliott, I feel like that pendulum's gone back the other way, where they are trying not to go out of their way to suspend guys who haven't been arrested, who haven't been charged. And now here we are with Antonio Brown. What do you do? How do you handle this? How do you properly navigate these waters when there hasn't been an arrest? There hasn't been a criminal charge. There may never be one. It's a tough spot for the commissioner. And they recognize the value of letting their players play. Get great players on the field. That makes the game more compelling. They did that with Tyreek Hill. They didn't find a reason to suspend him, even though if they really wanted to, they could have. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Antonio Brown. But they also got to be frustrated. This guy's hovering over the entire 100th season of the NFL. And I think it's good for business to a certain extent, but once it crosses over into this territory, it becomes bad for business.
Not good. Mike, let's go cross-country real quick. I feel like it was a recurring question between me and you for a couple weeks in preseason, but the Melvin Gordon stuff, he got terrible advice, right? Because now Eckler's out there playing well. This was the worst advice any agent could have given his guy, considering what they had as a backup and how good he played in week one.
Yeah, and he was never going to get his long-term contract. And what he ultimately is deciding to do is take less money for this year and play in fewer games to reduce the potential for injury, so he's healthy when he becomes a free agent. He'll show up around week 6 or week 7. There's a deadline that you have to get on the team by and play, or at least be on the roster for a certain number of regular season games to get credit for this year of your contract. He's already got his 4 years for free agency. He needs to finish his Chargers contract. You can't sit out the whole year and finish your contract. That's where people get this twisted up when they compare it to Le'Veon Bell. He wasn't under contract. He got to free agency through a different mechanism by sitting out the whole year. Melvin Gordon's got to show up. He will eventually, but he's given up $330,000 a week, and he's consciously doing that to limit the number of reps that he takes so he can get paid in free agency. I think it's a mistake. He's never going to get big money in free agency, and the money he's giving up now at a clip of $330,000 a week is never coming back.
Ouch.
Yeah, that's bad. Mike, real quick before we let you go, I just saw the list come out about an hour ago or 40 minutes ago of the 100-plus guys for the year 100 of the Hall of Fame and all the guys on that list. What'd you think? And any shoo-ins there and any guys you're laughing at that are on that list at this point?
I haven't really looked at the list. I mean, they put these things out during football season. We got 8 months with nothing going on.
Right,
what the hell are they doing, right? Let's do this stuff at a time when we don't have a bunch of things we want to talk about and focus on. And Thursday night football, that game last night, my God, something's wrong with Cam Newton.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, his arm can't run, taking completely out of the play. Yeah, that's one that the coach will be – he'll be answering that one for a while for sure.
Let me tell you this. The one guy that hasn't gotten the criticism for last night should, and I don't think Troy Aikman was ever going to criticize him because of their friendship dating back to their time together in Dallas. North Turner called an abysmal game. They were in desperation mode. They were throwing the ball in the third and fourth quarter when they were still very much alive to win the game. And then they run that stupid fake Philly special at the end of the game to the short side of the field. North Turner deserves a ton of criticism for what happened last night.
I'll tell you one thing, Cam doesn't look close to the Cam that used to whip the ball around, and he was a big, strong guy, and obviously he's not healthy, right? Is that fair to say? I mean,
I don't know if it's that he's not healthy. I think they're so fearful of him getting injured again. I think that's what it is. He's healthy, and they want to keep him healthy, and they've heard the criticism for years that you can't treat this guy like he's indestructible, but that doesn't mean you abandon the opportunity to win a football game by just telling him go up the middle. You can fall forward and score a touchdown in that spot.
At least get a yard.
Fourth and inches with Cam Newton, and you're running around the edge. Yeah, that
just
doesn't make
fall
sense.
Fall down.
Right.
Take the snap and fall down, and you get the first down.
All right, Mike, thanks as always, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
See you next week.
All right.
That's Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com, brought to you by Bud Light, official sponsor of the Miami Dolphins. This football season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Your texts, your tweets, and we'll update the poll for the day. That's coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, speaking of a Friday and not being able to mess it up, we want to jump on here. I mean, they're trying now. The Dolphins tried to put a little damage in there to make a Fitzpatrick noise that we're hearing right now. By the way, we got to check in 56022, and we'll check in on our Twitter poll as well. What do you got for us?
All right, let's start off with a couple text messages. The Canes game Saturday is useless. It actually hurts the team like a bad practice, then go back to getting their butts whipped by coastal teams.
Okay.
So we're not positive about the Canes right now.
That's bad. That was a bad text right there.
Yep.
It wasn't good.
Yep. Let's see what else. The Dolphins are like a garage sale, Joe. You put out some stuff and it sells. You then get caught up in the moment and start putting everything that you own out on the curb because you're enjoying the moment.
I know. I hope it's not like that.
Me too.
I've seen garage sales before.
And how about there's a problem is when all your talented players want to leave and only the garbage ones want to stay, Parker and Harris.
Well, listen, there's a lot of guys on this team that want to stay. It's a great opportunity to show the team and play well and get their careers going. We got guys probably that are on this 53-man roster, shouldn't be on a 53-man roster anywhere.
Let's give it a quarter of the season and see if there is progress before we make judgments either way. Remember, Boss Ross said there'll be some pain, and it's hurting right now.
59-10 is past pain. I just start with that. We'll see what you're right. We'll see what happens the next few weeks. But let me tell you something. 59-10, when you start setting historic records in your own franchise and in the NFL from first half to the game, regular season points given up at home and everything else. I mean, I'm all for, you know, that's not competitive when you say we're going to be competitive and we have a good team. That wasn't a good team.
It brings us to the Twitter poll at Joe Rose Show. Who will have a larger margin of victory this weekend? The two choices were Canes over Bethune or Patriots over Dolphins. Couple hundred votes in there so far. 54% say Pats over Dolphins. Going to be a bigger margin of victory. That's scary. Because you would assume that the Bethune-Cookman-Canes game is not going to be close.
That could go either. Right. You know, when he set that up, I was like, I mean, after last week, I mean, he kind of opened the door here a little bit. Go ahead, it could happen.
And someone asked before about our last couple coaches that we've had down here. Cam Cameron, Tony Sperano, Joe Philbin, Adam Gase, Brian Flores. Five last head coaches, all rookie head coaches.
Yeah. Yeah. All guys that have been coordinators, right?
Yes.
I don't know if Sperano was even a coordinator.
I think it was an offensive line coach.
Yeah. The other guys were coordinators. Right.
Minka is a B. Nothing less than a first round for him. Bleeping quitter. Minka's getting hit hard, too, this morning.
That's going to happen. Yeah. When you ask off a team and you don't like the way you're used or you start complaining about the scheme and what the defense is doing and you don't like the way you're being used and you insinuate and the coach calls you in and says, so do you want out? And he doesn't give you a straight yes or no answer. You call the agent and go ahead, shop him around, see what you can get.
Minka comes from a culture of doing anything less than it takes to, or doing anything it takes to win. Can you blame him for being upset at this mess?
I don't personally blame him. No, I don't at all. And by the way, I'm surprised for all these guys that want to be competitive that have had success in this league. This has got to be hard on those handful of guys. It does. Has to be. Hard to see the big picture when you got a full season in front of you.
Yeah, and after that first one. Why draft Tua? He'll have the same attitude as Minka, playing for Saban and thinking they're entitled to win. Don't understand what working hard to win means.
I don't – you know what's funny? That's not – I get on Saban. That's not the Saban way. That's not – I mean, Minka Fitzpatrick, so – I mean, it just – honestly, it just doesn't fit except for we've seen he hasn't had success. He didn't have a lot of success in preseason. He obviously doesn't like the way he's being used. That's clear. And he doesn't like being off the field as many snaps as he's been off the field. But it's not really – I'm actually surprised it's Minka.
Yeah, that was a surprise to me.
Until he started talking and complaining about the scheme, and he went, well, now I know who it is.
Joe, Chris Greer has been here 19 years, involved in all the drafting. He stinks. Why are we letting him do this?
Team believes in him. Team believes in him. We got people, when you bring up drafts, go, oh, no, that's not Chris. Right. Oh, that's – when I go, well, Chris has any – does he have any responsibility at all? Are we going to put any guys next to his name? Right. Well, let me tell you, he's got
no
two –
no one does.
He's got two big ones coming up with lots of ones and lots of twos and lots of threes and lots of fours and fives and sixes and sevens. Hell, he's got – he's probably got 20 – Zach, it could be early 20s in draft picks in next 2 years.
Next 2 years? Sure. Well, we have like 12 or 13 next year. Yeah. At least 7 the year before and then a 1 and a 2.
Compensatory picks.
9. You got a compensatory there. Horn Dog Texan, let's be honest, fellas. Are we going to be alive when the Dolphins figure this bleep out?
You will be. I'm very questionable. So I told you that during the break when you read that to me. I go, you know, Zach, you'll be in good shape, but I'm
I don't know if
be,
I'll be in good shape, but I'll maybe be here, yeah.
I could be. It won't hurt as much, though, if I'm just sitting in the couch somewhere in the mountains or something. And,
right, Tahoe,
and
right?
Got my dog yeah. with me and stuff, and I got the NFL package. And
watching the Red Zone Channel?
Probably won't be listening to talk radio.
I don't know, you might
probably
be.
Getting a little therapy. Getting therapy once or twice a week.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a day. No, a week's good. No, yeah, it's better. There's only room for one Fitz magic on this team. Get rid of the other one.
Oh, boy. I knew what my Friday was going to be like today, yeah, right? Yeah, when you see, what was it, second or third story on the national ESPN stuff, so I figured we were. We're going to get a lot of this.
Right. And someone actually ripped me in here for not letting them know about the new pizza at Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza.
Yeah, what's the deal
on the
new
Carnivore pizza?
What is the new meat pizza?
It's Italian got sausage, baby meatballs, cupped pepperoni, and like smoky bacon.
I saw the bacon. I'm in tonight.
I think I'm getting it tonight. You're right. I apologize.
I hope to be getting it too, but I mean, I want to get the pizza.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, pizza also. Yeah, no. I apologize because I know that I let you know about all these new things when the dry rub wings came out and the spaghetti and meatballs came out.
I like the regular wings better.
Right, I know. And dry rubs are good also. We had the wings and the eggplant marina for dinner the other night. That's all we had at the house. But I'm sorry. The Carnivore pizza is out.
It's time for
it's just for football season.
All meat tonight.
A meat lover's dream. It's at Anthony's right now. It's got that tomato sauce, that Italian plum tomato sauce. The cheese, of course, all over it. And then the Italian sausage, the baby meatballs, the cut pepperoni, the smoky bacon. Perfect for a football game. Perfect if you're just craving pizza.
We should just talk about that. Lover, so we're not even talking about meatball ricotta cheese because I'm trying that bad boy.
I'm taking the weekend off from the meatball ricotta cheese. It doesn't happen often, but I'm doing it for this because it really is
awesome
pizza.
It's kind of a good way. I'll be at the Western University game tonight.
Okay.
It's our Friday night game. So then
go pick up one from the Westin place.
Go down on off Westin Road. Right. Go over there, grab the Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza.
Right.
Get it to go. Matter of fact, by the time I get there, it's about 15 minutes. Pick it up. If there's a little time, I'll grab one cold one. One cold one never hurt anybody for the road, and then and get home.
You could order online. You could go to the restaurant. It doesn't matter. But the Carnivore Pizza is out, and it's out for football season. And I guess if we keep buying it, they'll keep it forever. But
let's keep it around at Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, man. Let's keep that going. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend.
Have a great call on Sunday. Pats and Fins.
I hope it's a good one, man. I hope it's a good one. Who's coming up next?
Stu Gotts, Levitard, all the great people on that show. They're coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.